chapter 2. The woman was not made yet. And God gave the commandment to Adam. And said, Adam, now look at that tree over there. You're not supposed to eat it. And then after that, Eve came about. Apparently, whatever Eve had must come from Adam. So after Eve was made, after they were married in the Garden of Eden by God, Adam would be naturally showing Eve around. And say, do you see that tree over there? And Eve said, yes, it's an interesting looking tree. God says, don't eat it. Maybe Adam to add to it like most husbands. And don't you touch it. So Eve goes about, don't eat, don't touch. So we do not know whether it really originated just from Eve or from Adam, but both of them were responsible. The first fall of man resulted because of communication problems. Communication problems. And here, in chapter 3, you notice if you study the Hebrew, that God always is referred to as Lord God, Lord God, Lord God. But when the serpent spoke, he just called God. After that, he continues Lord God in all the other passages. So apparently the serpent was also downgrading God. He was not that close Yahweh God of the covenant. He was just, to the serpent, God was just, you know, some being somewhere who may exist, and who exists of course in his time, or who is just God. There's no respect, there's no worship, there's no reverence. And that was how he talked to the woman, that was how he referred to God. And just God, not Lord God. So that's another point to take note of in that scripture. Of course, basically, the fall tells us that all fall of man and all fall and every sin is still the same tree area in verse 6. The woman saw that the tree was good, the last of the eyes. It was good for food. Saw that the tree was good for food, the last of the flesh. That it was pleasant to the eyes, the last of the eyes. And a tree desirable to make one wise, the pride of life. So these three are still the main sins. Every new sin that man has conceived is found in this tree. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. If you could control this tree in your life and put it subject to God, you would please God. They are never different. You hear about any new sin that came about, it's always one of these three categories. So the woman fell in that area, and incidentally, Adam was also there with her. The Bible tells us in verse 6. So the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit, ate. She also gave to her husband with her. So that tells us something. Adam was right there with her. We got to redo all those videotapes on the fall of man. I've seen some of these Christians who try to act on and try to present a drama, and they always put Adam as somewhere far away. Don't know what he was doing. But he was alone with the serpent. So Eve took of that fruit, and Eve began looking for Adam. Adam, Adam, Adam came, gave Adam the fruit, didn't tell Adam. Adam ate halfway. Said, by the way, that was from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Up, Adam's apple started, got stuck. That was some fable somewhere. But it's not true. The Bible tells us that Adam was with her. Beside her, listening to the whole conversation. So that tells us that the fall is also caused by a lack of exercising and believing in what God said. They may acknowledge God said it, but they didn't take the stand for what God said. It's easy to have mental assent and not act on what God has said. It's easy to agree but not act on it. That's not good enough. They should be prepared to act on God's word. And when they fell, there's a scripture here that we have to relook at as we look at the fall in chapter 2. Because it's an important scripture in chapter 2 of Genesis. God made that statement to Adam in verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. The Hebrew word, the Hebrew verse actually has two Hebrew words for die. One is in the present tense, one is in the future tense. So the actual Hebrew literal translation says that in the day you eat of it, dying, present tense, you shall die, future tense. Now, what God was saying was that in the day you eat of it, you will die spiritually, and dying spiritually, you will die physically. Dying, you shall die. We know that when Adam took and Eve took of that, Adam went on to live 930 years. He didn't die physically at once, but he did die spiritually at once. So, when Adam and Eve partook, we are looking at the fall, when they partook at the fruit, something happened to his spirit. His spirit was cut off from God. When we talk about spiritual death, we are not talking about spiritual annihilation. Spiritual death is merely separation from God. It is a state of existence, not non-existence. Some people think that the second death is ultimate annihilation, where existence is ceased. I'm sorry to say, eternal death is continual existence in a state of torment without God's presence. It's a sober thought. So when Adam was cut off spiritually, his spirit continued to exist but separated from God. It was now dark. It was like a wire that was severed. There was darkness that came upon his spirit. And the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, Paul, in making a statement generally that refers to all Gentiles who do not know God, says in verse 18, having their understanding darkened. Why? It says, being alienated from the life of God. Now, the word life is Zoe. So, if anybody want to debate that Zoe doesn't mean life of God, look at that verse. It says Zoe of God. Life of God. And there are other verses for that, like John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was, the Word has life, and in His life has light, etc. All comes from Zoe. It says there that the understanding is darkened, being alienated from the life of God. Now, it's talking about condition of fallen man. So, from that verse, we could interpret that when Adam and Eve partook of that fruit, their spirit died, cut off from God. It continued to exist separated from God. The moment their spirit was cut off from God, their minds suddenly were cut off in a certain measure. Suddenly, Adam's mind was no more the mind that, the capable mind he had. There was darkness. As long as the life of God is alienated or severed, there will always be darkness in the mind. When you read the New Testament, the opposite is happening in salvation in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 and 18 tells us that the spirit of wisdom and revelation can cause the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, flooded with light. It's the opposite reverse process. So the other process that took place in Adam at the fall was the darkness that slowly crept to the mind. There was an instant darkness and immediately something happened to the mind. He was no more capable like he was. And a third thing happened. Three things happened instantly. His body began to have imperfection. All the cells in our physical body continue to divide, and almost in a period of about 7 years, every cell in our body has been replaced. It's not the same one as it was before. So what happened is, a flaw came into, you could call it the genes, the cell of the physical body of Adam and Eve. So that when it is duplicated, which is necessary in the physical realm, the imperfection will be bigger and bigger. It's just like if you duplicate a cassette tape. The original is always the best. Then you have the duplicate of the original. And then you have a duplicate of the duplicate of the original. Then by the time you have the duplicate of the duplicate of the duplicate of the duplicate, you could hardly hear the preacher's voice. They may have started with a bassy voice. By that time, you know, they sound like some nightingale. That's the same thing that happened in our cells. When a fault crept into every cell within his system, aging started. So the cell number two that replaced cell number one was not as good as cell number one. Cell number three that replaced cell number two was not as good as cell number two, and is further away from cell number one. By the time you reach cell number 1000, it's way out from cell number one. And that is called the aging process. If your physical body were able to reproduce every cell perfectly, you don't age. So when Adam fell, his spirit was cut off, his mind was darkened, and his body became imperfect. Something happened within his body. Death started taking place. That's the fall of man. We need to understand that. It's spirit, soul, and body that is affected at the fall. That is why Jesus has to redeem a spirit, soul, and body. Then we go to the third area. So in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, the creation. Genesis chapter 3, right on to chapter 5, is the fall. It talks about the fall of two people, Adam and Eve, and how that fall continued to perpetuate itself. How man began to scheme evil things. His mind that was in darkness began to scheme things that are imperfect. Because he doesn't see, he doesn't understand. Do you know that all evil proceeds out of a lack of understanding? Jesus prayed on the cross of Calvary to all those evil people who crucified him and who were screaming around his cross saying, "Come down here if you are the Son of God. Prove yourself," mocking him, jeering him. He says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they have done."